Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? The man is a force. He is still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. But what's mind-blowing is that he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than the guys half his age. It is all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and down it. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Rob, you're liking it, right?
Yeah, I'm taking it. Robert's taking it. We both love it. And as someone who loves lemonade, it does taste like strawberry lemonade. Every day I take it, my digestion is smoother. I have energy. I feel younger. It's great stuff.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS for up to 44% off your regular priced order. And remember, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/TMOS today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
They didn't give you an extra large gown?
They may have, but what it is...
Or smock, as they call it.
It was not great. So that it was. I did a lot of backing up because I know my ass was hanging out. So I get
in. Do
you
need to take your shorts off?
Oh, I'm totally naked under the thing.
Did they tell you to get totally naked?
No, I chose to.
I have to make a confession because I rented the shoes and I was wearing my Hey Dudes.
Oh, no.
And I popped my old dogs into the...
Made fun of Rob for 15 minutes for walking around
who's
barefoot
trashy
in the hospital.
Now?
That's living on the edge,
yeah,
dude.
I swear, if you were to look at your feet right now, is anything sloughing off?
I've lost my pinky toe.
But dude wipes, they're not just for back there. You can use them all over your body, if I recall.
Yeah, but if you do that, make sure you use them on your body before you use them down there.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Welcome back to the show. Thank you for joining us down here. Scary times in Southwest Florida with Hurricane Idalia churning about 150 miles off the coast of where I live down here in Fort Myers, Florida, and enough to affect the coastal areas and high water in the coastal areas right now and spinning up, but didn't keep me off the golf course this morning. And I'm here to say that even with 98-year-old men playing in front of me at a glacial pace, we were three steps inside when the first band hit, and then now it's just all rain and heavy and wind and tornado watches and stuff like that.
Did you fancy yourself like those surfers that go out before a hurricane?
No, no. And I saw those down, I don't know where they were.
Yeah.
I want to say it's Inglewood, and I don't even know where that is, but it's a coastal area.
Yeah.
And there were the kids in back of them on the beach, and it's just... freaky to see that because it changes, and obviously they didn't get the memo, these kids that are out there. And the first thing I saw, these 13-14-year-old kids, and the first thing I thought was parenting,
yeah,
you know, and allowing them to be out there. It was just kind of weird Because I remembered with Irma down on Fort Myers Beach when you saw these yahoos right next to the pier that the next morning was gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And many, many human beings were gone as well. So you, you know, a lot of people are freaked out down here, but had a little power glitch earlier. But, you know, it's we're very, very fortunate that we've dodged a bullet. It looks now like Tampa has dodged less of a bullet, but they are not going to get a direct hit, which would really mess up property and, you know, people getting affected by it. It's going to hit, they say, in a, you know, a lesser populated area. So we're sitting here with doing the live broadcast with Hurricane Idalia, and so far, so good. But leading up to this moment, it's just the weirdest, surreal kind of feeling, because you look at it and you just get a feeling in the pit of your stomach because you remember what it was. And my wife is really close to the coastline where she works, and they had, right before airtime here, when we came in here, they had a live shot of Sanibel, the other side, with people evacuating off of Sanibel Island, and it's rocking and rolling out there, so we'll see what happens. But as I said, we're not getting a direct hit, and hopefully we will not be nearly as affected
and
as we were.
No shutters for you.
No shutters put up for me. Okay. No, golf clubs put in the trunk of the car. That's what was
good
done for me today. I was fine.
You're
I was
locked
fine
out
as wine. Had a little lunch, you know, chilled out, then got in and then watched the band. You see it. You can see it. It's very active. The clouds move super fast and they're going by. But, you know, I'm not trying to be nonchalant about it, but I have to say, being a veteran of some of this stuff, you know, you watch the news and you pay attention. You know when to be freaked out and when not to be freaked out.
Do you have any warnings or watches?
Tornado. Well, there's a storm surge watch for the coastline, 2 to 4 feet, which if you are down there and you're recovering from the last hurricane and you're trying to rebuild, it can be problematic because there's a super high tide this evening.
Yeah.
And
oh,
that always seems like that's part of the equation as well. So for all the people that are freaking out, I say salute to you. Hang in there, and we'll know hopefully by later on tonight if we're doing okay. And when I say we, I'm talking about the people down in the coastal communities. And as close as my wife is, she has to be mindful of what's going on down at her business down there, because a storm surge is a storm surge, and it comes up. And, you know, but that was a 12 to 17 foot storm surge that we got. That went way inland and affected everybody dramatically. So we're here and we're trying to do the best we can and wishing everybody the best.
Are you
only
relieved?
Video. What's that?
Are you relieved?
No, not yet. I was relieved until I watched the news and they had a guy down on Matt Lachey, which is a coastal community right just a little bit north of Fort Myers. And he was at this, it's a very rustic area. Lots of really super old style beaches, what Florida probably looked like in the 1960s and 70s.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he's there and he's in the back of this house where there's a canal and there's a quarter inch of water left before it spills over into this guy's like backyard and into his lanai. And I'm like, that's going to flood.
Yeah.
That's going to definitely flood. And that freaked me out a little bit. But no, it's just the same shell-shocked feeling you got from, because we all went through this just about a year ago,
right.
A year and a month, you know, so no, that's it. How big are they making a big deal of it on the news, or is it just
yes.
us?
No,
that's,
it's
dealing with
like WTOP, when they give you the weather, they briefly mention our weather and then they say, no hurricane rains our way, because they just want to talk about the hurricane.
That's a good way to marry yourself to the story,
yes.
Mr. Augenstein.
Yeah. I heard that on the way, and I said,
hey, is Sean Anderson,
well,
my
that's
old
awkward.
Employee, still working there?
I think he's passed.
Still... What?
No, I don't know.
Don't do that. Everybody's old now. You can't do that to an old man.
You're evil. That's a horrible thing
I don't
thing
know
to
how
say.
Old the man is. I grew up with him, I imagine.
Yeah, but don't...
He's younger than me.
Don't say that he's
Let
dead.
Let me check. Let me
yeah,
triple check.
Well, I mean, isn't he the Sean afternoon Anderson. Anchor? At least he was back in the day, Sean Anderson.
As far as we know, he's still alive. Okay. Neil Augenstein.
Do you know that? So you're obsessed with Neil Augenstein.
Well, because he's the greatest.
Did you go to school with him?
No, I did not.
I did.
And was
did
he,
you know that?
I did not.
Did you know he was an American University guy?
I know he's a punk rocker.
He was a punk rocker along with Wenzel. Wenzel knows him. Back in the AU days.
I didn't know
they all
that.
Like their...
That's funny.
He's a Mountaineer, Sean Anderson.
He's a West Virginian.
I might have hired him
right out of the University of West Virginia.
LinkedIn. He probably worked at the Moose.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the radio station?
Yes.
Robert.
U92, the
and
Moose.
And I reached out. I reached out years ago when I was back in Washington and never got a response.
Yeah, he currently still is alive and the PM drive anchor.
All right. Okay. There you go. So, congratulations to them.
Very the thin gang, LinkedIn.
The gang is back together.
Yes.
Rob is back from his medical procedure yesterday. You don't mind talking about it?
Not at all.
An endoscopy.
Yes.
Which was where they go down. They take I know what it is because I followed this very closely. An endoscopy is when a nurse comes in,
mm-hmm.
shaves you from head to toe, and then they thrust a pole down your throat.
Right.
You're put to sleep, and it's a camera that goes down your esophagus.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
To check on how things are going. There was two concerns going into it. One of them is status quo. One has improved. So I will get the final biopsy. I have a few polyps that have been there for a long time. He's not concerned about them, but he's biopsying them just to be safe.
Polyps?
Yeah.
Where are the polyps?
At the base of my stomach.
Do we all have them?
Probably not you.
But I guess, is that like...
No, it's...
I guess when I hear about polyps, I hear about polyps with colon.
Usually in the colon.
Right?
Yeah, but these are in my stomach.
And are they supposed to be?
Well, they've been there before, and they were benign before, and he's checking to make sure they're still benign.
They know they were there before?
Yeah. And then also...
So you've had an endoscopy before?
Yes, I have.
When you got sick?
Yeah, it was in the hospital. I got it.
Okay.
But the other thing is there are two large veins in your throat. I believe they're called varices. And in the past, mine have been swollen. And now they're not swollen. They're perfectly normal, which is great news.
Why were they swollen?
Probably due to acid reflux and bad situations of treating the stomach and the bleeding from the drinking. But they've healed. So that's good.
All right. And everything else was amazing. Good.
Yeah, everything else is
good. We have a however. I'm sorry I stepped on that.
However, I would like to tell you about two moments during the procedure that I think you will find entertaining.
Okay. All right. But you're okay. The overall health report
100%
is...
100% okay.
You're doing all right.
Yeah. So my mom took me to the Time Machine Hospital, which is a fine hospital, but Georgetown Hospital on the exterior and the lobby, it tends to look a bit dated, almost like a 1930s movie.
Which is probably not unusual for city hospitals,
right?
They probably have areas that look like that.
So my mom picks me up. Carrie was the third day of school. She couldn't really not go to school because she's still, you know, setting the rules and getting things right.
Yeah, oh, sure, she could have taken the day off of school.
But that's what she said.
Yeah, right. I'm sorry.
So at least you got your mom.
So my mom brings me in and we're going in. And the first thing I say to my mom is, hey, we haven't been to this building together in over 52 years. And because that's where I was born. I was born at Georgetown Hospital.
Oh, that's cute. Really little sweet. Baby Robbie.
Yeah. 8 pounds, 12 ounces. And so we get in and we go up to the waiting room. My Uncle Sam has a theory about Georgetown Hospital, which is the higher you go up on the floors, the newer it is.
Oh.
And he said that by the time you get to the top, it's probably like heaven. But I was only on the second floor. So that's I go funny. Into this. Looks like
what's the top floor? How many floors is it?
I think it's like nine.
Nine floors. Welcome to the ninth floor. You finally made it.
That's the donor floor.
Yes, you were down in ICU and now you're on the ninth floor and prepare to meet your maker right now.
So we go into the waiting room and it's labeled endoscopy GI waiting room, and it is an ancient-looking waiting room like you'd see a 1940s father smoking waiting for his kid. There are untold uncomfortable chairs all around, and they want you to sign in on an iPad when you get there, which is fine.
Yeah, but that's modern, too. I mean, that's very – they check in like
just
that.
Just for some background, that's where I got my endoscopy probably 6 years ago.
And did same they have place. iPad?
Same place, yes. Awesome. Same iPad, same old-looking building.
So
same old-looking waiting room, second floor, not a lot to think about. Just kind
it's
of
where,
looks
it's
like
where they do the work.
Yeah, that's just right? They do the work.
So I'm waiting in line to get to the iPad, and I notice that the three people that receive you after the iPad have nobody at their little sit-down cubicles. They're just sitting there with their hands crossed, waiting for people to sign in on the iPad. And so I'm getting the feeling that although the waiting room is terribly quiet, there's a lot of sort of sourness that they think that, you know, they could probably take these people and even do the iPad part, you know, get them out of the line. But they don't. So we all
they're just sitting there doing nothing?
Nothing.
And we're maybe on their phones or something like that?
I saw some phone action. So we're in line. And that's when this guy comes in. I'm in line for the iPad. And I know I really don't have a lot of room to speak lately, but this is a big, big guy. He's wearing a tie-dyed t-shirt, and I would say maybe 5X. Big, big fella. And he comes lumbering in, and he gets into the back of the line behind me at the iPad.
And are you in a line waiting for a chair in front of the iPad, or
no, just to get to the iPad?
Is it a stand-up iPad?
Yeah, it is. It's on
a little kiosk type thing. Okay.
And so he goes, and I'm like, okay. And I look over to my mom, who's not in line, and she looks at him. Now, you know how Carrie and I have sort of an understood thing where we make fun of people? My mom is the same way. So she knows what I'm feeling right now. So I get up and I sign into the iPad and finish. And also, I should mention that right by the iPad is hand sanitizer mounted on the wall.
And as it should be.
It should be. And I used it, and it was good.
Yeah.
So I signed in, and I went to go back to sit down in the uncomfortable chair, and this big guy goes up. And before he touches the iPad, he goes to get the hand sanitizer, and someone has left a red Solo cup full of water on top of the hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. So out of dead silence in the waiting room, the cup falls and you hear the ba-dung-ga-dung and the splash. And he stands back from the iPad. And at this volume, he says, "Who would do this?" And then I am already stifling laughter to a point where I'm getting tears and snorts.
Who's the celebrity he most resembles?
He looked, this is a little obscure. Do you remember the father on Give Me a Break with Nell Carter? His name was Dolph Sweet. He was just an older, big guy with gray hair. So I'm getting this. And can we find a picture of Dolph Sweet?
Oh, I know
please?
Who you're talking about. Really big, like salt and pepper beard.
No, no beard. He was clean shaven. But at this point, he's gesturing and looking around after he says, "Who would do this?" And now I hear my mom, and we're both going because it's so funny. And he says, and what I really love about this is his choice. He says, "Can I get a napkin or something?"
Because he wants to clean it up.
Well, yeah, he wants to do something, but a napkin shouldn't be the first thing you ask for. You ask for a paper towel, I would think. And then no one does anything. There's Dolph Sweet. So,
great picture.
So,
Dolph Sweet. What a great name.
The three ladies are still sitting at their cubicles, not doing anything. And he's still looking around, and no one's making eye contact with him.
And these ladies that are sitting at the cubicles work there.
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah. They're to check you in.
Do they even look up?
No. And so, after no one brings him a napkin or something, he goes, "Jesus Christ." And he's gone. And like within 30 seconds.
Is he about that age too?
Yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
Okay.
And he comes back in like 30 seconds. Somewhere he's found a caution wet floor cone.
Good for him.
And he puts it there and he's standing in it, and he'll come into play later.
Okay.
So all of this goes down and he's checked in, and I just kept saying to my mom very quietly, "Who would do this?"
Who would do
like,
this?
There was someone planning to make the cup
fall. Like he
fall.
Was set up.
Yeah, like it was a setup.
He might be getting a colonoscopy, which in that case, you know, he's probably a little more stressed out than
could
you are.
Could be.
But you're being put under too, right?
Yeah. Oh, by the way, it's the Michael Jackson stuff, propofol.
No.
Best sleep of your life.
Oh, my God. I love
it. That's crazy.
But I'll get to that in a second.
All right.
So they come and get me, and they walk me down, and they put me in the little curtained area where my my stretcher is, whatever they call it, the little
the gurney.
The gurney. It's small. It's small to be a gurney. I think they called it a stretcher because it's small. And they said
1918.
They said, "Well, you're tall." I said, "Yes, I am." And they said, "You're going to have to scooch way up on this. This is not a big one." I said, okay. And they said, "Take off all your clothes, put
Let
them
me
in.
See if I can set the scene."
Okay.
So you are taken back to the area, to stage the area.
Exactly.
You take your belongings off.
Yes.
Do you have a little locker there?
No, they give you a bag.
A bag. They give you a bag, so you're in the little cubicle to get into your hospital nightgown.
They said, "The dressing room is taken. Do you mind getting dressed, undressed behind the curtain?" I said, "No, that'll be fine."
Okay.
So they leave me alone, and I get the thing that ties in the back, mm-hmm. the gown.
Mm-hmm.
And not only is the gurney a bit tiny, the gown is also a bit tiny.
They didn't give you an extra large gown?
They may have, but what it is...
Or smock, as they call it.
It was not great. So that it was, I did a lot of backing up because I know my ass was hanging out. So I get in.
Do you need to take your shorts off?
Oh, I'm totally naked under the thing.
Did they tell you to get totally naked?
No, I chose to.
They're going down your throat.
I know. I thought the same thing.
She said,
"Yeah,
get
but in
naked?
Case there's an emergency, right for the balls."
I know they all connect.
They said,
still.
"Right, no polyps here."
They
ding, ding,
right
ding.
For the balls.
So,
but they tell you, right? Get totally,
totally naked. Yeah. And then they come back, and
you know, when they say that to me, if I'm going to have a medical procedure, they'll say, "Now you have to take everything off." I said, "I always look at them, and I zoom in."
Yes,
I say everything. I'm sorry.
That's the soul, right there.
They say that.
That's it.
So they
you can't beat that.
They come back. They said, "When you're done and you have your gown on, open the curtain. We'll come get you." And so I'm in. It's mostly closed. And I'm sitting on the gurney after I open the curtain. And she comes back and she says, "Honey, why didn't you put the socks on?" And I said, "Well, I didn't know it was required. I don't normally." She says,
"It's a hospital.
Difficult procedure, too, for you.
They're going to help you." Well, no, it wasn't so much that. I'm just not a sock guy. And then
like you're in a hospital, it's a dirty floor.
I suppose. So I put the socks on. This is when I realize who's on the other side of the curtain from me.
Please, something with you. It is always something with you. You just would have patted across the, you know,
just
disease-covered
DNA.
Floor.
It's been there.
Actually,
what
the reason they,
Fred Flintstone
the reason
feet.
They cited socks was for the no-slip issue. Because
no, the reason they put socks on
That's
also
not what
is
they
so
said.
You're not going to... You're not going to go crazy. It's a hospital environment. There are people that are
What if somebody
infirm.
Dropped a needle?
Well, then I would have to.
You still would get punctured through the sock.
Yeah, the sock is not like rubber. It's not like hermetically sealed.
I just don't want those gribblies touching my
bare
skin.
Feet.
Yeah, well, I suppose you're right. I should have put the socks on.
Glad
and
you
know
finally
what?
Came around.
I will next time.
Okay.
Because they run through all my questions, which is like, if you're, do you have any sort of religious, followings that you would like to be honored in case of disaster.
You use our standard answer?
Which is what?
Nazi Quaker?
I said no. They said, "Do you have a large amount of cash on you?" I said, "No, I have two kids in college. I haven't had a large amount of cash in 4 years." They said, "Do you have any metal in your body?" I mean, they run through all these things.
Mm-hmm.
So this is when I realized that next to me is the who would do this guy. And I don't hear the nurse.
Dolph Sweet is next to you.
Not yet. Just we're just
600-pound Dolph Sweet is in the cubicle
next
to you. Taking
care of business.
Separated by a
or
thin
in the
curtain.
Waiting area.
Yeah,
where,
he's
where,
also
where you're both going to recover later, right?
Right, right. All and so he's got the thin curtain between us.
Good Mac, way to go.
And I don't hear the questions being asked of him. And this is what I hear coming through the curtain. I don't know, like $60. Yeah.
Oh, so he's getting the same.
Yeah, he says, "Yeah, two metal knees. I got him replaced."
Of course he did.
Yeah. Mm. And then he says, "I'm Catholic, but I don't care what you do."
So, drain the body.
Drain the
he
body.
He suddenly has developed a New York "I'm Catholic. I don't care. Give me a Viking funeral."
Who would do this?
Push me out into the Anacostia River, light it a fire.
So at this point, they start taking me to the actual room for the procedure. They wheel me there. I say, "Hey, we're ahead of schedule." They said, "Don't say that. That's the surest way to make us fall behind."
But we were ahead of schedule.
What I really think whenever you're when they're wheeling you in,
yes,
there is this is so obscure, but for people that love the movie, I'm sorry, you're gonna like this. I think we should I'm gonna task you with this. And by the way, when I give Rob this assignment, mm-hmm. he will take care of it probably before the end of the show or at the very least tonight.
What is it?
The music, whenever we are talking about any medical procedure, and God knows in future episodes, yes. we'll have many other things to discuss. Mm-hmm. There's that music when the hospital administrator comes in during the meaning of life.
I know exactly where they play what
that. Do you know the thing? Dun, 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 right? It's yes. the hospital administrator. Do you have the machine that goes bing?
So yes,
it's just, you know,
definitely anyway. Know what you mean,
and that's from the segment of Meaning of Life, part one, birth. Anyway, so go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
So the lady who's been helping me pushes me out, hits one corner, hits another corner, and the nurse that looks like
when
she's,
you say hits a corner, what bumps the gurney
yeah,
into the
gurney,
corner?
Yeah, and the nurse that looks like she's been there a little longer says, "Let me help you with that." And they get me
to
out
the other nurse.
Yeah, they get me out the door just fine. And I get there, and then I'm put in the room, and there's action. Mm-hmm. People are everywhere. There's three people, plus the anesthesiologist and my doctor. And so they, you know, they keep telling me to scoot up because I'm so
tall. Is this your liver doctor?
Yes. It's the guy from Georgetown.
This is the biggie. This is the big guy. This is a specialist.
This is an important fellow.
What? Who does he look like?
Hard to say. he is a who is the... He is an Indian gentleman.
Okay.
And very skinny. And I can't think of a celebrity.
Aziz Ansari.
Yeah, you know what?
Or
I'll
Deepak
take it.
Chopra.
But a taller, thinner Aziz Ansari. And so he
who
says.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
He says to me, "Do you have any questions?" I said, "No." He said, "Do you know what you're having done today?" I said, "I do. An endoscopy." He said, "Right." He said, "Now, this is a very simple
Did you
procedure?
Really say it with that tone?
Yeah, I did. I was because I was nervous and I was.
Had they given you any sedatives of any kind prior
no,
to that?
No, no.
All right.
And also, I hadn't eaten since 10 o'clock the night before. So
are
I'm,
you like me when you're getting anything like an Oscar? I'll ask the same question of you. When you're getting one of these things that, you know, the drugs are kind of. I look forward to. The
I was.
Actual,
I
that's
was
the
looking
part.
Forward.
I don't recover from anesthesia very well, but the actual thought of getting. You know, even when I was having a real serious procedure on my ticker one time where they thought maybe I'd have a heart problem, which I didn't, they, you know, I still look forward to when they knock you out. Do you kind of dig that?
I was very much looking forward to
good.
It, Oscar.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I was prepping. I said, enjoy the best nap of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've had the procedure and I remember waking up from it. And I said, wow, I feel refreshed.
Yeah, okay. I kept telling everybody, I said, it's the Michael Jackson stuff, right? And they said, yep, propofol or whatever it is. But everyone knew it. As the Michael Jackson stuff. So the doctor said, this is what I'm going to do.
That's really dark.
That's not really.
Do they get
it's
that
a little
I wonder
dumb
if they get
too.
That a lot.
What's that?
It's a little dumb.
Well,
too,
Mike, you know? I've never been accused of being
it's
entirely
the Michael
smart.
Michael Jackson stuff.
But they all received it in the spirit with that it was offered.
I'm sure they get that
okay.
a lot.
So,
all right, very good.
The doctor says, this is easy. If your polyps have changed, I might do some rubber banding in there, but we'll have to check. You won't know
that
this until you come back.
That where he squeezes them off and they fall off?
I think so, yeah. And but it turned out he didn't have to do that.
Did you ask him what rubber banding was?
He explained it, but it was sort of over my head. I was a little nervous at the time, so
they
I don't
tie
have
them off.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, and they probably rot and die, and you
and
they
come
go,
out
they
in
go.
Stool.
In stool, Mike. When you're straining at stool, you can bet it's polyps. You can bet on it.
Okay.
So he says, this is a very common.
He doesn't listen. That's why. He doesn't care. He doesn't really care. It's in
I'm
his
scared.
Own body, but he doesn't care.
But he said he's been carrying them for a while.
He explained it to me, but it was over my head. I assume that's what he's doing, but you don't remember. Do you?
Mike, it's a non-issue because it wasn't necessary.
Okay, so, because they're the same.
Right. They're the same. Unchanged. What's this?
The polyps stay as same as before.
So that's when he says, this is a very simple operation. There's really only about a 1% chance that it goes astray. I said, don't say that.
That's scary.
I said, if anything, say it has a 99% success rate.
That's the only thing that can go wrong in something like that. It's very similar to a colonoscopy is if they nick you. If they nick something when they're taking that camera and they're going down your esophagus.
Also, if they blow it. Instead of suck.
But don't the camera is It's not sharp. How are they going to nick you?
It's not sharp, but
it can happen.
It can. That's what I was told with the colonoscopy. Yeah. That's not a sharp camera
but it's
either.
It's not like
colonoscopy is bad when they take the turn.
It's not like a police flashlight. They're not walking down with that thing.
Yeah, but I think they can still
like
bump
a mag
into
light?
Yeah, a mag light that has all the ridges that'll cut your hand.
I think they can scrape. I don't think it's like completely.
No, I think
perfect.
There's probably an.
I felt like this is like a rubber thing they just like throw down here and then pull.
While
back
you're
up.
Talking, I will Please. Look up what can happen.
Mac, why don't you look that up?
So I'll do it. I'll
peepers.
Do it. I'd like to.
Well,
do
I like
it.
To put it up
this.
On the screen.
I know that there's anesthesia as well.
I don't want to hear about anesthesia. I want to hear about the camera that goes on your throat.
So. I was sort of nursing through my head the 99% success rate, and that's when they put me in. The only thing I can say it felt like was the ball gag in Pulp Fiction, but it's a thing that covers your mouth with a hole in the middle so that you can't bite down on the tube. And I've already got my IVs in. I had good veins for the lady. She was happy.
I can't believe you were awake for that long. Usually, even before they throw that in, you're like, out.
And they said, you're going to feel a bit sleepy, and that's it. I'm out. Okay. I didn't even hear
didn't
that
even
sentence.
They didn't count or anything?
No, I was gonzo.
Rare complications include bleeding.
Yes.
Your risk of bleeding complications after an endoscopy is increased if the procedure involves removing a piece of tissue for testing, like your polyp.
Yeah, and that would be that, and which he did for biopsy. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Polyps don't seem that bad from what I'm reading here with a just sheer glance of you
perforation,
seem to be okay, right?
There yeah. it is. Perforation of the in the lining of your upper GI tract. There it is.
Mm. I got none
perforation.
Of
perforation.
I got none of that. My guy was great.
Ain't he?
Now, I look at the clock right before
flexio.
I go out, so I know how long I'm going to be out.
It's always flexio with you.
I know.
They got to advertise on this
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely.
The Do flexio they make a, I saw a thing on Facebook
today. I have
today.
The tape. I have the spray. I've got everything.
I saw something new on Facebook today. I don't know if it's a Flexio product. Adhesive leather replacement. Have you seen this?
Oh, no.
No, it's pretty great.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's
oh, good, because I'm starting to rub a spot on my recliner because I spent so much
You're gonna
time.
You're going to need, Mike, when I see the link, I'll send it right along.
And I bought a pad. Not a pad. I bought a piece of matching leather to hang over the back of my recliner, and I'm still rubbing a place here. That's
Is
how
it,
much time I spent
Did you
on
buy
that
it
chair.
From the furniture store?
I don't think so. I think I bought it aftermarket.
Okay.
I think
All
I
right.
bought yeah.
So I am out. I come back. It really feels like I've blinked, but I'm in a different room, and the mouth thing is out of my mouth. My IV is out, and
are your socks still on?
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
And I feel these words coming out of my mouth. I probably was talking before I said this,
right.
and I'm not proud of this, but I feel these words coming out of my mouth. Almost uncontrolled, I want to pull and put them back in. But the first thing I say when I come conscious enough to know what I'm saying is, and all the nurses here are so pretty. Thank you.
That's honorable.
That's sweet.
Well,
that's sweet.
That's
like
that's aid, not dirty.
That's id classy 1950s, you know.
So I said that to my nurse.
Maybe say talented
that's
or
so wonderful. And
professional.
Were they?
Yes, they were. They
so all the ones in the endoscopy center were very, very pretty
yes.
nurses. That's
and
lovely.
She looked
Did
at me.
Did you say, hey, toots, can I get some ice?
You
dry mouth.
Yeah, if you walk up like with your dry throat, hey.
Well, she looks
you
at
You are gorgeous.
Yeah. Can I get some ice chips, please?
She looks at me, and I realize that it must have surprised her, because it's not really appropriate to say. And
but I mean, it's I think
rude.
It's sweet. You're an old
it's
man
nice.
Now. Yeah.
And I said, please don't cancel me.
Good.
And again,
you didn't call him Barbie,
I
for
felt
God's
the
sakes.
I felt the words coming out of my mouth and I couldn't grab them.
Right.
But I'm aware, sort of. I'm just not in control. And she says, honey, would you like some orange juice or some cranberry
oh,
juice?
Oh, that's sweet.
And this is what I said. Again, I wish I could have grabbed the words and pushed them back in my mouth. I said, you know I love my mother, but I'd punch her in the jaw for some cranberry juice right now.
Wow. Okay, there's the weirdness.
Yeah.
There's the weirdness.
And so she brought that to me.
He's like,
were
such
you
a
just
sweet
all
boy.
Looped up? Is that why you were talking
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, it was. And I thought I was getting better, but.
You didn't pull a Namath on him, did you? I want to kiss you.
No, I didn't.
You're beautiful.
She said.
Yeah. Yeah.
So she brought me my cranberry juice and she says, let's get you sitting up on this gurney. And she says, how do you feel? And I cough up a huge loogie. And I said, is that normal? She says, absolutely. How's your head? Do you think you can cross to this chair
that was the length of one tile away, 11
yeah, but
inches.
Yeah, but I mean, it's anesthesia. You can go down, you know, when that happens.
And she said, I said, yeah. And so I got dressed. She says, put on all your pants and stuff first, and then don't stand up while you're doing it. Then you can put on your shirt and I'll be back. So she comes back and I get, you know, essentially discharged.
What are you wearing? Are you wearing the gown still?
No. I was allowed to put back on.
No. When they came in.
I was still in the gown.
Up,
yes.
You're in the gown.
And then
they
tell
you you can get fully dressed.
Yeah, exactly. And so then they walked me to one of those chairs at a hospital that's supposed to be like a comfortable recliner.
Sure. Like a recovery chair.
Yeah.
Are you sure you didn't say regarding that? Can you help me?
I did not say that.
The socks they give you at a hospital, the little booty socks, right?
Yeah, they're yellow and with like rubber treads on them.
And tassels.
There's
bells.
Maybe this is what my parents, my mom and dad always bring home the socks.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't want anything
don't
to do with the socks.
Don't you just discard them in the little bag with the gown?
I've had them at home when I had hip surgeries. Okay. I've had them. I've had them in the drawer and they're, you know, they're really useless. You have them if you're just going to be like recovering and you're padding around. You don't want to slip because they got little rubber
sense.
Seats on them. There they are.
Yep.
Max rocking on the hospital stuff. Yep.
So
100%.
They say you're okay. They give me all the lists of stuff I need to do, things to watch out for last night. Should I vomit? Should I have a fever? These are the numbers I should call.
Did your doctor come in and see you?
He came and saw me before I got to the, I'm sorry, I skipped that, before I got to the waiting chair. He saw me when I was actually waiting by the gurney. He said everything is good. He was very
He was like two thumbs up.
Yep, exactly. Right. Which is good. It was very good. And you know what?
Because that can be indicative of something more severe if you've got any problems with your GI tract.
Of course. Of course.
Okay.
And
all right, good.
I did at this moment while I'm sitting in the recliner realize I said, I'm sober 17 months. I feel really, really good right now.
Oh,
and it was the first
good
time
for you.
I'd
brag
been,
about it. Sweet. Amen.
I'd been, but no, but I think I felt really, really good because I was coming off the anesthesia.
Yeah, but also you're not used to having substances in your body like that.
But
so,
I
you know.
Felt dynamite, and so they walked me back to my mom.
Is anesthesia like being drunk? I feel like it's opposite of that. Right?
I think the propofenol is got a characteristic that lingers.
Oh,
where
I didn't
you're
know.
Doing.
No, but it's absolutely like getting a buzz.
Yeah,
and you do have. And some people do great, obviously with Rob. I had back surgery one time,
right.
And they were wheeling me out, and I was nauseous and out of it and dry mouth and feeling shaky, and they're bringing this 80-year-old guy out at the same time, and he was rocking and rolling, laughing and stuff, and I'm like, I don't do well with it.
Oh. Yeah.
There was one guy, I used to play golf with him, I'm trying to think what his name was, but
Lee
all
Elder?
I know is what's that?
Was it Lee Elder?
No, but it was an African-American guy.
Oh, okay.
And we ended up playing golf a couple of times together because he played golf at the same joint that I did. And he is the only one who, as an anesthesiologist, said to me, oh, we got something. We'll fix you up. And he gave me a right combination of meds where no problem whatsoever.
Really?
Zen.
When you've had
bagel.
Trouble in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's great. That's a guy who
and
knows
that's
his
when
stuff.
I had that. That's when I had the aforementioned little tiff at Clyde's and had my knee surgery done.
Okay.
And were recovered. And I had no ill effects of the anesthesia, although I was a little loopy.
Yeah.
And that's the same one where Carla loaded me in the car and then smashed my finger. As I was lowering myself into the
that's
car.
That's right.
I remember
that. Remember
that
story?
That's so true.
Where she goes, and I'm like, I was like Kevin Costner in Revenge when he gets that final kick. No.
So they walk me back to my mom and they say, we think he's okay to go. You can walk him down. Everything is fine. He's discharged. He has all his papers. Okay. So my mom walks down with me down the elevator to the garage, wait for her car. And it was a very, very joyful ride home because it's over and I'm laughing because I'm still feeling the stuff. And she drops me off and she says, I'm hungry. I said, there's some pizza. I'll give you some pizza. I wasn't hungry, oddly. So I fed her and we watched some Bob Barker clips on YouTube.
Aww,
and then she left and I woke up about 4 hours later and there was still Bob Barker on YouTube. It was just continuing to go. And then she called me to check on me last night. She says, how are you feeling on the ride home? I said, good. She said, yeah, I thought so. Spoke to your father about it.
you were really running your mouth. And I said,
oh, no.
And she said, your dad said, well, that's normal. And he was not surprised at that. And
nothing
she said,
to do with anesthesia, just normal for
Rob. I think it was part of it. And she said, the thing that was weird is when you were making fun of people the way they talk at the valet stand. I said, what?
That's like your underlying evil spiewack.
Absolutely. The deep-seated racism comes to the surface.
The deep-seated, let me make fun of not just the different, but anybody. Anybody.
Yeah. I said, what do you mean? And I didn't remember this.
Were you doing a dialect?
No, it's not. It was. This is what she explained. A guy said, can you bring my car around, please? And behind him, I went,
so you're happy. You see up.
That's
so
at a cocktail party with Rob, and he's literally just entertaining the person next to
right.
him.
Right. Or it brings me a horrible flashback, some of our live shows. That's really good.
My mom was kind enough to say she really enjoyed the time with me, particularly the ride home.
Yeah, the ride home where she said a couple of times, you know.
Yeah, more than twice.
Honey, maybe take a nap.
Did the liver doctor say anything about the, you know,
He said I look great. He said he likes some fat.
Okay. We'll be back with a roundtable. We're brought to you by Legacy Box today. Legacy Box is the memory saver that you've been waiting for. Don't let your precious measure. I'm going to start from the beginning.
Precious.
It's Legacy Box.
Mm-hmm.
The memory saver you've been waiting for. Don't let your precious memories fade away in a hot, damp mess. This summer, with Legacy Box's Save Your Tape sale, it's your chance to rescue those gems for just $9 a tape. It's practically magic. Just pack up your VHS tapes, your camcorder memories, and your photos, put it in a Legacy Box. They'll digitize everything and hand it back to you on a thumb drive or in the cloud alongside your originals. The past meets the present, all preserved for the future. How awesome is that? We're talking about reliving your childhood, sharing with your folks, and bonding with the kiddos. Legacy Box is the real deal, Wade, a keeper of memories that's beyond price. So, why wait? Dive into nostalgia with Legacy Box because memories are timeless treasures. We all love it. Don't let this summer's heat age your videotapes, film reels, and fade your photos. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS to shop their $9 tape sale. That's LegacyBox.com/TMOS to unlock this incredible offer. Now, I realize we changed the format to this roundtable where it's longer form discussion, but
yes.
I am bringing back an old tradition. At the end of the discussion, I will have I will have a threefer at the
a
end
kicker.
Of the
you know what? That's
kicker,
nice.
A threefer
That's
kicker.
Good.
So let's get started, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
The pumpkin spice latte hit Starbucks last week, but this is even more exciting. Mm. Now a totally different orifice can enjoy the fall flavors.
Ooh. Oh.
Pumpkin spice butt wipes are now a thing that actually exists. The company Dude Wipes is making them and calling them Dumpkin Spice Wipes. There they are, right in back of you.
You see, Oscar, because it's a dump.
Dumpkin Spice
this
Wipes.
This is genius marketing.
According to the description, they're designed to, quote, keep your butt cozy with a pumpkin spice inspired mix of clove, nutmeg, and other fall scents. So your Duke will smell like fall.
Well, that's great.
Wonderful. Hmm. They posted a picture of a pumpkin with the date 9/5/23 carved in it. So I guess that's when they're going to roll these out, you know.
The Dude Wipes, have you all ever used them? I think we've talked about them briefly on the show in the past.
I have no need for any wipes of any kind.
That's true. You've taken it. He's taken it to the next level.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Dude Wipes, they're not just for back there. You can use them all over your body, if I recall.
Yeah, but if you do that, make sure you use them on your body before you use them down there.
I thought they were like wet wipes for your underarms and everything else.
Yeah, but
yeah, so you can give yourself a little Elvis shower.
Yes.
Do you really want to be running around smelling like pumpkin? I'm not a
than BO. For someone who's had told a person or two about a person or two's BO.
Yeah.
Yes.
And actually given my own deodorant, which I keep at my desk, I said, just use this.
And I probably, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, look, in a Brave New World, I think, especially in this new corporate America, you can do one or two things. You can ignore it until it becomes an issue, mm-hmm. or you could just go head on and say, I have one of these at my desk all the time. You can have this one. Please use it.
You know, butt smell. and I found this out with a disc jockey that will go nameless back early in my career when I was a baby DJ back, I think, at WOHN all the way back in Herndon, Virginia. And there was a guy that had a real problem. And it was determined later on that the problem was not coming from, I thought it was a BO issue.
Oh.
And then someone identified the fact that, no, that's down there. That's a down there issue.
And you know how down there gets out? I learned this the hard way in radio.
No.
Is because when, and I, maybe not as of late, because there's been some new pants that have come out for the men of larger carriage.
Sure. Okay.
But
all right.
Before, at least when you had your silver tab jeans, if you remember those.
Silver tab jeans.
Levi's.
Fantastic.
You'd get, like the men of larger carriage in my life would have their cracks exposed.
Oh, and then it would.
So if they weren't clean, that is the HOV lane to Smelltown.
Yeah. It comes up. It's like the genie coming out of the bottle.
Mike, I actually have an air check of that DJ on WOHN.
Okay.
And I'll do anything for food.
There he is. Thank you. That's it. Thank you.
It's like a smokestack of BO and butt-O.
Yeah.
Butt-O.
That's what it is. So the dude wipes, when you talk about anything would be a better alternative,
I suppose.
I think that would be very, very
But I
cool.
grow weary of, and as they call it on the socials, PSLs.
What's that?
Pumpkin spice lattes.
I haven't had one in years.
Dude Wipes joked about doing this a few years back. They posted a fake photo of pumpkin spice butt wipes in 2019. They probably got such positive feedback, they decided to do it again.
I'd use them.
Corporate decided that the world was finally ready for the real thing.
Okay. Mac, what say you?
Like.
If we buy them, will you just use them for a week and then give us a full customer review?
Sure.
Sweet.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, like Mike, I have a bidet at home.
Oh, you do? Do you have a real one?
No, not the really expensive. It's just like there's
an add-on to your we're a Clear Air family.
Yeah, it's not Clear. It's a different brand, but it's essentially the same thing.
Oh, good for you.
Good for you.
I came to work today.
My esteem for you is
he's still a creep.
Through the roof. No, he's no. Do not pick on my Mac. That is wonderful.
My Mac.
That is absolutely delightful.
Dear.
By the way, the thing I was going to add on to this is that years later, and this is like a couple of years ago when I'm out playing golf with a guy over at Cocoonville.
Yeah.
And it was not classic, but it was definitely something that was not right. And that was even worse. Because it was right there. And he's riding in a cart with you. The whole 18.
Thank God you were outside.
And I was so glad to get out of that cart because it was like. Pee Wee Herman's memorial went down on Sunday, which would have been his 71st birthday.
Sweet.
Man, oh man, what a turnout for this memorial. Star-studded, does not do it justice. Speakers included Conan O'Brien, Joe Manganiello, David Arquette, Maya Rudolph, Natasha Lyonne, S. Apothemurkison, other celebrities who showed, Lily Tomlin, Jason Alexander, Fred Armisen, Aaron Paul, Jennifer Coolidge, Kevin Pollak, Andy Richter, Dita Von Teese, Patton Oswalt, Meredith Salinger, Beverly D'Angelo, Tony Hawk, Bruce Valanche, Penelope Ann Miller, Catherine Keener, Sarah Gilbert, Weird Al Yankovic, Lorraine Newman, Jack White, J.J. Abrams, and Sherry O'Terry.
Wow.
That's a guy that obviously was not, that's not because he's famous. That's because he had a lot of people that loved the guy.
Loved.
That's why
loved,
that happened.
Yeah.
Judd
Such
Apatow,
a range of ages,
oh my God,
too.
Can you
yeah.
Judd Apatow, Jimmy Kimmel, John Waters, and the B-52s sent pre-recorded videos, and Pee-wee's Playhouse star Lin-Marie Stewart and Elvira led the crowd in singing Happy birthday
cool.
to close things out. I saw some posts from Patton where he's taking a picture with Conan O'Brien. And I think they had an actual booth set up to take photos.
His memorial corner, I think
it was really,
called.
Really beautifully done. Beautiful, great. That must have been an amazing send-off.
I'm sure I've brought this up before, but Pee-wee and Elvira came up together, I think, through the Groundlings. Which
really?
Is, yeah,
oh, wow. I didn't know that.
I know they came up together in one of the comedy troupes. And in Pee-wee's Big Adventure, the really tough biker chick, right before he does his dance, is Elvira, but not as Elvira. She's dressed as a tough biker chick in that movie.
Well, that I think that says what kind of esteem people had for Pee-wee.
Yeah.
And I know Conan loved the guy. Absolutely loved the guy. So that's nice. I love to see something like that. It makes me feel good. Rock. Let's rock, baby.
Yeah.
All right, I think Oscar's going to probably make fun of me, but
why?
I hope he doesn't. I'm talking about real, honest-to-God rock and roll. That has been absent from the Super Bowl halftime show since 2010, when The Who took the stage.
Wow.
And I believe it's overdue.
I wouldn't
it's
make
overdue.
Fun of you for that.
Assuming that it makes its return in February, who should get the gig? Well, the game is being played at Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas. And Governor Joe Lombardo has an idea.
Hey.
And I'm all in. whoa.
How about some rock and roll for a change?
I don't know why I turned him into Tony Soprano.
I like it. Joe Lombardo.
At a recent press conference for the Super Bowl host committee, he was asked who should play the halftime show, and he replied,
AC/DC.
He says, I'm serious. Bring it back. Come on. Other rock acts who've done the show either by themselves or as part of an ensemble include The Stones, The Chili Peppers, ZZ Top, Paul McCartney, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band, Aerosmith, Slash, and Kid Rock. So they've all been in it, so maybe they'll bring it back. I'd
who's
like to see
the lead
that.
For? Is it Rock Nation? The NFL connected and teamed up with Rock Nation, which Jay-Z owns.
Okay.
And if you look at the slew of acts since then, it's been primarily, he put the hip hop show together, which is great.
Yeah, it was.
A
right.
celebration coming up on, this year, 50 years of hip hop.
Last year, the one was, I thought the Rihanna was uninspiring.
I agree.
That was, the set might have done a lot more than the actual performance.
Absolutely.
And then the Jennifer Lopez, Shakira halftime show was really, that in Miami, that was wonderful.
That was probably, because it comes to memory so quickly, that was really phenomenal. They were both such incredibly electric performers, and that's what I think counts. And that's why a rock act, if it's not Mick Jagger,
I don't mind a rock act. I just don't know who's.
Of course, you got Angus. You can have the guy dancing up with the guitar.
But
that's good.
When you mentioned all those rock acts, I don't remember them.
Yeah.
I remember.
They're not memorable.
I remember the Shakira one. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, but just briefly, Aerosmith, right? That was great. I remember that.
You do?
Because I remember Aerosmith because they were one of my favorite bands. So
but
I
don't know who's big enough as a rock act right now that would.
You got to go retro, just like the governor said. You got to go with somebody like an AC/DC.
Fair enough.
But to be fair, I don't even remember.
20.
What about Deadmau5?
Oh, they'd be good.
Marshmallow.
Thank you.
Look, have fun. All right. I'm an old
jelly roll.
I want old school.
Well, yeah, prop him up.
No, thank you. Not interested. finally tonight.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us on Action. Finally tonight, a Chinese man can consider himself extremely lucky to be alive after being struck by lightning twice.
What?
In less than 5 minutes. The chances of a person being struck by lightning during their lifetime are about 1 in 15,300. I thought it was bigger than that. I thought it was a bigger number.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was.
Well, the storms have gotten stronger.
And Leon's gotten larger.
So it seems it's lower. But the chance of getting struck by lightning twice are significantly lower. There's a reason why they say lightning never strikes in the same place twice, and yet sometimes incredible things happen, like a person getting struck twice in just 5 minutes. The man was outside his home in Zunyi, China's Guizhou province, during a thunderstorm last month when he saw a white light before losing consciousness and falling to the ground. He barely had time to register what had happened when he saw the bright light again, and once again got knocked out. When he miraculously woke up the second time, he saw his wife and children overwhelmed by fear as he lay on the ground. He knew he had been struck by lightning, and he immediately called for an ambulance. The middle-aged man was taken to a local hospital where doctors confirmed that he had been struck by lightning not once but twice. He exhibited third-degree burns on his feet, waist, and buttocks. The man has been identified as, oh my God. The man has been identified as holy sheet. The man was taken to the hospital where his birth certificate said bing bang boom. I'm sorry. That wasn't a good one. That was my weak last one. I liked oh my God.
I think
spelled M-A-I.
Sure. Yes. Oh yeah. I would have gone probably 3-1-2 on that one.
Yeah, I think you're right. Well,
but you know what? You
they
got
can't
them
all
out
be
there.
Winners. I try my best.
You did great.
Well, thanks so much. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. How are you? Hey, hot stuff.
Ooh.
Ready to stay cool this summer?
Baby. Uh-huh.
Grab some dadgrass. And let's dive in. It's legal. It's organic. And guess what? TSA. That's the Transportation Security Advent. They give it the thumbs up. Get the smokable hemp action and keep your cool. Spark up those pre-rolled joints. They're all about the low THC and the high CBD vibes. And for you non-smokers, don't worry, Dad. Dadgrass has tinctures and gummies that'll have you riding the mellow wave. No smoke required. What did I turn into? Who's that Powers Booth? Oh, yeah, Jet Set is. Listen up, Wyatt. Dadgrass is your travel buddy. Well, bye. TSA is on board, so you can take it. You can take your chill on the go. Fly high, stay mellow. It's the utmost experience, my friend. All Dadgrass products are federally legal for ages 18 and over, and it ships right to your door anywhere in the U.S. Plus, it's TSA approved.
Right, what now is it?
TSA approved.
You know who might like it, Powers?
Yeah.
Tommy Lang.
Tommy Lang will be a cold day in hell. Did the morning show this morning. TSA approved. Right now, Dadgrass is offering our listeners 20% off their first order. All you have to do is roll over to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Go to dadgrass.com/TMOS. Put 20% off your first order. That's dadgrass.com/TMOS. Law don't go over here, law dog. Ain't no law around here, law dog. Yeah, I heard you the first time. Don't shoot me, Wyatt. Sorry. I don't know why I have Tombstone on the brain. I have no idea. Something weird.
You
it's
love
just weird.
Powers Booth.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we didn't get to this yesterday. I wanted to ask Oscar about this because, we were giving high compliments, I was, to our man Mac. Oscar came in yesterday while you were getting your scope.
Right.
And said he witnessed the strangest thing that Mac has ever done.
Yes.
That he's seen. That Oscar
and Mac has
seen
done
Mac
some
do.
Wild things.
I
just let's take
you
a trip down memory lane. Top three in my mind outside of this one, which will be number one with a bullet because of its peculiar nature and I guess the way that it was executed.
All right.
The first was when he lied about going to college and he lied to us and he lied to his family and he finally told everybody that he was just sitting in a Whole Foods parking lot watching YouTube videos.
Just watching That's, videos.
Two, he somehow created some sort of strife and like a Jets and the Sharks situation at Micro Center and that ended well on paper, but I'm sure that they were happy to see him go. That was strange to me. That's all alleged, just what I'm getting gleaning from anyone else.
So this is from his most recent employment prior to coming
here. And then three was that he's been learning Japanese just so he can watch these anime cartoons in Japanese and one day possibly go to Japan, one step closer to I think fulfilling what Matt Bloom wanted to do. Like it seems like we haven't fully closed the loop on that story of one of us going to Japan and he's picking up the mantle.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it is fair to say his primary reason for learning Japanese is to watch cartoons.
Yeah. Which was all strange. And I love the kid and he's grown on us and fine. This past Friday, we had a professional development day, and we all had lunch after the fact, and you know, we just ordered Panera, nothing crazy. And I look over to the right of me because Mac somehow has become the barnacle in my life. I look to the right and I look to the left, and he's right there, which I really do appreciate because it's better than not being there, right?
Okay, gotcha.
And he is eating a salad.
Nice.
And I look over and he's eating his salad with chopsticks. Nice.
Oh, really?
Like steel chopsticks.
Yeah, not the disposable kind.
Not the disposable kind that you would maybe bring in from a restaurant.
Right.
These are just real deal. Like, I've never seen chopsticks like this before.
And like ornate? Were they? Did they?
They
have
were not ornate. They were.
But they were plastic hard.
No,
ones?
They were chrome. They were metal.
To be fair, Mike, I caught a look
stainless
at this too.
Stainless steel.
It looked like stainless steel.
Do you want me to get them?
More than anything in the world.
Please bring them in.
They looked like a common fork that you would see. That you know, it's
the same material that your utensils are in your drawer, but chopsticks.
But and also, he was eating salad with it.
Yeah.
And I cocked my head too because I could see having chopsticks if you were having some dim sum or some classic Chinese food, but this was salad. Yep.
Look, I can actually.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
To them, right?
Yeah.
These guys.
Or if you put them in your hair, you got to.
So I think this is the best costume for the day.
Yeah. So he's eating, and everyone else has sandwiches. Like they're, you know, they've gotten like the grilled cheese, whatever.
Right.
And I said, I look at him eating his salad with these steel chopsticks that are like, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
And I said,
I was going to go there.
I said,
and you nailed it first.
Are you not getting enough attention? And he says, what? And I said,
bingo.
What's up with the chopsticks? And he goes, I always eat my salads with chopsticks. And I said,
is that true, Mac?
It is. Yes.
What if you visit your parents and they have some salad before the meal?
So it depends.
On what? Okay.
Croutons.
Like the croutons are. You won't use the chopsticks with croutons?
I will use the chopsticks if it has croutons, because trying to stab your fork in a crouton is annoying, and it always either breaks or just it breaks the like plastic fork if I'm using that.
Okay. All right.
Because chopsticks.
Do they have plastic forks at your mom and dad's house?
Well, it's not just that. It's also that it would break the crouton.
A lot of carry out.
So I asked them, did you find those or do you keep those with your person? And I already know that Mac, and this wasn't strange to me because it just kind of like was on brand.
Right.
He carries his own salt with him. Like he travels with his own salt.
Is it special salt?
Like a salt shaker.
Yeah.
Like Himalayan
or something? He likes putting salt on his food. So he always has his own, he's got his own condiment. So I was like, do you travel with these like you travel with your salt? He said, all the time.
Takes his chopsticks with him.
Yes.
Do they have a case?
They might.
They're stainless steel. They just, you know, put some Windex on them. You're good to go. And I said, Mac, do you really do this? Or is this something that you just like, you're building some sort of like character moment in your life? And you're just looking for attention, which I can get behind. Like he's trying to peacock at lunch.
Wouldn't mind that. Actually.
And
it's kinda cool.
Said, that's great. We need a little more character.
These are stainless steel. There's a marking on them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he goes, no, I do this all the time. And then he proceeds to hold court about the amount of times that we have all at the table, and there's like 11 people there, have had, you know, disappointing experiences with a fork and a crouton. And I look at this kid and I'm like, this guy is like, this is the apex of his life.
And I know he works for Podville, Oscar, but I want him. I want him under any circumstances, he's found a home.
Well, this is what's great is I said, all right, man. I'm gonna let it go. I'm not gonna break his balls about it anymore. He's clearly got the whole table in a tiff about this. Fine.
I love it though. Yeah. Don't you think he's bringing?
I think
something
he's great. He's great character. Yeah. So then, like the true team member I am, I go back and I make sure that we cleaned up after ourselves in the conference table because you know we do have clients that come through, and I see his dirty chopsticks left on the conference room table.
Oh, Mac. Not good.
And Mac. I said,
like dressing on them. What kind of salad was it, Mac?
It was Caesar.
Yes.
Oh, God. Nasty and then, garlic chunk.
Next to it
anchovies.
Is a little satchel of salt. That's how I knew it was Max.
And he didn't clean up his station.
So then...
this station?
This happened Friday. I forgot about it. I got sidetracked because what am I going to do? And I look back at it. So it's Monday. They're still sitting there. It's Tuesday.
Oh, no.
Which is... today.
Yeah.
The still, stainless steel chopsticks still are sitting still on the conference table.
And you know, Dan's off his A game because he usually makes sure everything's
straight. It's 120
straight.
Hours.
And I said, hey, Mac, please, for the love of God, clean up your salt and clean up your chopsticks. And he goes, where are they? I said, I don't know, mister. I walk around with condiments in my chopsticks. When's the last time you used them?
I would think that the chopstick user who brings his own chopsticks.
Yes.
Would be anal enough to know where they were. Were you in a panic because you were missing them?
No, because I didn't have a reason to use them yet.
Till the next crouton showed up.
Because it was another pizza weekend.
Well, no, the ones that are here stay here.
Oh!
Those stainless steel numbers stay?
That's the only pair I have here, and I hand wash it every time after I eat.
And you forgot?
I forgot this time.
Yeah, okay.
This is the first time I've forgotten.
Are there foods that you do knife and fork?
Most I do. So the reason why I use chopsticks is it's a fork stabs, a spoon scoops, a knife cuts. Chopsticks grab. They're the only utensil that grab unless you use your fingers. So.
And you're too good for that.
Well, I will use my fingers for a lot of things, but some stuff.
I bet.
Like I'll eat, I'll actually eat spaghetti with chopsticks.
Yeah, but you're immersing yourself in the culture, which I do appreciate.
Yeah.
Mac, you know what I wanted to ask you about this? We have to take a break now. thank you. Thank you for that. That was enlightening. I appreciate that. To be never continued. Thank you very much, Mac.
Oh,
we
we may visit this again someday.
All right. Yeah. Christmas cookies. Balancing them with stainless steel chopsticks. Yum, yum. We'll take a break, and then I'll tell you what Carl and I are up to coming up next on The Mike O'Mara Show. It's so hot.
Yes.
It's so hot.
How hot is it?
Bob Barker's last words were telling his thermometer to come on down.
Too soon.
But you can get what you need. At DermGlow. They've got the Scoop Sun Guard. The Scoop on Sun Guard. By the way, a lot of you are buying Sun Guard.
Yes.
Carla would like to say this. This is a message directly from the bestetician from DermGlow Skin to all of our listeners. She said that if everyone today buys a product from DermGlow Skin, everyone in our audience does it today, that could be life-changing. Thank you. Thank you. And SunGuard's the greatest. It's the epic sunscreen, most epic sunscreen in town. And that's not all. DermGlow's got the whole kit for your skin's A game. Swing by in person like Reese Moffitt or hop on a virtual skin consultation. Trust me, the transformation is unreal. Hit up DermGlowSkin.com and discover what you've been missing. I'm due for mine this weekend where I'll get my nose hairs treated.
Nice.
Lightning fast shipping if you buy something from DermGlow Skin. Global delivery and afterpay for your ease. Your ease to please. Can't make up your mind. Snag an A gift card. And be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you. That's right. No bio, no disclaimer. Just quality estheticianizing. You have my word. Speaking of my lovely bride, a while back, Oscar and I were cajoling Rob Spiewak to, get involved in some bowling. And it got me to thinking about bowling. And Carla, for a very long time, has been Bowlerama, Bowlerama, Bowlerama.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to bowl. And finally, 2 weeks ago, I broke down. We took the little guy out to the real bowling alley, which is the better bowling alley, which is the older bowling alley,
yes.
Which is the not fancy bowling alley, which is the threadbare bowling alley. And we bowled. And we bowled with their old chipped nasty, on the rack bowling balls. And then I said, okay, I can get on board with this. And Carla said, do you happen to have a Wednesday evening league? And they said, yes, we do. And you feel free to sign up. And Carla signed me and Carla up for a bowling league.
That's cool.
That is really good.
And we begin our bowling league with our team of four will be us and another couple that we have not met yet.
Oh, so they're matching you.
They're matching us with another couple, and we will be bowling Wednesday evening at 6 p.m.
Early start time.
We will be at the lanes, and, it's three games that you bowl in a league?
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Exactly.
You bowl your three games, and I'm here to say, ready to go. Not only, and we have committed. We have committed because not only do we have our brand new bowling balls,
hey,
we have bowling shoes.
Nice.
And we have a rolling couples bowling bag.
I've seen these. This is state of the art.
This is great.
On the wheels, yeah. Yes. On the wheels.
I didn't know they made those.
Yes.
Well, they made the kind where you could put two bowling balls in there and two pairs of shoes. And then they said, but we also have the individual. And Carla says, I want to do that. I said, we're doing this together. Are you looking to find another?
She wanted to take one with her to
Mr.
the new marriage.
Mr. Carla, are you trying to find another Mr. Carla with your separate bag? I said, I want both of our balls.
Yeah.
I want both our balls in that bag. And,
do you have leftover from when Michael was little, a stroller?
Probably not.
Oh,
no, long gone.
Because you could use that. Yeah. You could put the balls in the
shoes.
Wouldn't
it just roll out?
No. You would just sit it.
In the stroller.
Oh, that's how you keep the baby in there.
Yeah.
How do you know that? Is that sounds like some hack that your family's done over the years.
Don't say that.
That is, you know what that is? That is what? Ugly and uncalled for.
Well, he knows he's trashy. You don't have to call names.
I just thought of it because it
came
to me today.
Bring a baby carriage in with a bowling ball in it?
Sure. Save some money. You know what?
It sounds like a Three Stooges bit.
Right. Then, somebody walks in to get the bowling ball. Oh, what a cute. Sorry. He's not very well developed.
See? That's funny.
That's it. So,
and if you drill the holes right, it kind of looks like a face.
So what I have to do is, and no offense to Rob, I am looking at this as an additional weekday alcohol opportunity for me.
Yeah.
Not a lot, just
a
couple of adult beverages.
They have
Irish whiskey at these bowling.
Oh,
really?
No, that's...
Yeah, expensive though. Like ridiculously expensive.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Do they charge for the rocks?
All I know is I think if she didn't give me a double shot, she charged me way too much for a drink. And I think it was a double. I think it was a double that I had when I was there the other day. And
did you bowl better after the double?
I bowled better with the new bowling ball.
Absolutely.
But I still didn't spin it that much. I didn't hook it like I wanted to, and I got a long way to go.
Did you go in and get it drilled and everything? Did the guy seem to know what he was doing?
He seemed to know what he was doing, and then we went in and we got the shoes, and we got the bag, and he was a nice guy. The shop was a little unkempt, if you ask me.
Well, you know what? They do a lot of drilling, and it's not a very
clean sport. A lot of drilling
sport.
Shavings on the floor, and a couple of fat guys watching poker on TV.
Pro tip, Mike.
Yes.
Put a pair of socks in your bowling bag.
Well, I know to wear socks when I go to the alley.
But if you forget, you're going to want to have a pair of socks in your bowling bag.
Do you know what they have at the bowling alley? Mm. And I don't know if they have them at every bowling alley. A sock vending machine.
That's fantastic.
It is fantastic. They have a bowling sock vending machine.
That is a genius.
Isn't it?
Oh, my God. What an execution. Because, I've seen hot dog vending machines. I've seen pizza vending machines.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen vending machines for... your gadgets that you see in the airport.
Yeah,
that's right.
But never a sock vending machine.
It was cool.
Speaking of vending machines, have either of you taken in the movie Asteroid City?
No.
Not yet.
I have not.
I have.
No, I haven't had the pleasure.
It is not a great movie, but it's a beautiful movie.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things is that a motel that is run by Steve Carell has fantastic vending machines, and one of them is a martini vending machine that actually drops the glass down and the olive rolls in. It's one
I'd
of my favorite parts.
That.
But it's, you know what? Don't get ready for an exciting trip, but it's an enjoyable watch. So,
I know that one of the two times we were renting shoes.
Yeah.
I have to make a confession because I rented the shoes and I was wearing my Hey Dudes.
Oh, no.
And I popped my old dogs into the.
Made fun of Rob for 15 minutes for walking around
who's
barefoot
trashy
in the hospital.
Now? Who's trashy now?
You took rentals and you put your dogs in those.
I put my dogs in them.
Has
I mean, that's
anything,
where I am.
Did anybody slough?
That's living on the edge,
yeah,
dude.
I swear. It is. If you were to look at your feet right now, is anything sloughing off?
I've lost my pinky toe. I've lost my pinky toe to a flesh-eating virus.
Look for your pinky toe in one of the holes of the ball. It's probably in there.
You can get athlete's foot from walking around in a locker room.
Yeah.
I'll just soak my feet in warm water and hydrogen peroxide.
How's that?
Hydrogen. Sound like I've been drinking. So I'm excited. I'm excited.
How much were the socks that you didn't spring for those, but you got a double Jameson?
priorities, my good man.
14 beans.
Really?
Wow.
14 beans at the effing bowling alley. Jesus. I'm going to have a chat with her.
What you got to do?
I've got a little something for the effort. Can you give me a reasonable pour?
What you do is you go to her and you say, $14? How are you possibly making a profit off that? And then she'll say, would you like the receipt? And this is what I've taken to saying now. No, go ahead, keep it. You can frame it.
In these inflationary times, yes. I think that's a wonderful idea.
$14, it's like going to a concert, man.
It was silly. It was silly, but I do believe after I finished it, I was aware of the fact that it was a double shot. Because I was rolling spares right after that.
Pick up the seven.
Spares. Yeah. And, of course, we'll have to name my team. So, but we have to first get a feel for the other couple.
You're going to hate them.
We'll be right.
You probably will.
I hope not. God, I hope not. But you're probably right.
Guys, is it me or the people?
Oh, God. I did it today. My strawberry liquid IV. Yes. I love it, love it. Stay refreshed and energized this summer. Ditch the dull water and sugary sports drinks. The solution, liquid IV, people. There it is. America's number one powdered hydration brand. Experience the power of liquid IV's new sugar-free line. Unlock unparalleled hydration with zero sugar and no artificial sweeteners. Get three times the electrolytes compared to sports drinks, plus eight vitamins for daily wellness. It beats water's hydration speed, and the flavors, oh, so delicious. White peach, green grape, lemon lime. Feel amazing while making a global impact. Liquid IV has donated, listen to this, 39 million servings across 50 countries. Join me and choose Liquid IV for a revitalizing and world-changing hydration experience. Real people, real flavor, real hydrating, now sugar-free. Grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Hello.
Sorry. Before you start, I do want to say one thing. You had mentioned the movies. Thursday night, we're going to have a full week because if we can get a babysitter. Wednesday night bowling, Thursday night, the premiere. Do you boys know what's premiering in theaters on Thursday night? Only the greatest action-adventure franchise of all time, in my humble opinion.
I should know this,
I
watched MI6 and MI7 and MI8 and MI9.
My beloved actor. I would sleep with him. I would sleep with him. I love him that much.
There's lots of men.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
What is it? I love me the Denzel.
Oh,
Equalizer
the three.
Oh,
he's in Europe. It's a Euro trip.
Equalizer three. Hello. Carla don't want to go.
He's in Italy.
She don't want to go. Oh, I Denzel. Can't wait. Mm-hmm. I go back. I've been
in
watching
Italy.
The Russian scene. Do you know the Russian scene?
Yeah.
Oscar,
and,
where he walks up there
Equalizer
and he locks the
too.
Door. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it takes care of business.
2. Oh, doesn't he? With a timer in 30 mm-hmm. seconds. Kills them all.
Equalizer, for those of you not in the know, no guns.
That's
right. Yeah, yeah, it's fantastic.
And based on an hour-long television program starring Edward Woodward.
Really?
Yeah, back in the 80s, The Equalizer.
Oh, that's right. You're absolutely
I thought he was a math genius.
Man, oh, man. Fantastic.
I thought he meant the sound.
Denzel is the put-upon guy that they picked on the wrong guy, and then he just takes care of
it.
How old is Denzel now? He's still, man, he's killing it.
I bet he is 64.
72, let's check.
Okay. God, I want to go. If she's not going
Denzel
with me, I'm going by myself.
Is good. 68.
Okay.
Is he really 68?
Yeah, he's killing it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, with his hands, not guns.
Wow. Well, he shoots the Russian guy with the other
does
guy's
he?
Gun. Yeah, with the other person
he does. I thought the Equalizer doesn't use guns.
Equalizer grabs the gun, puts one right in the guy's chin. Right at the beginning of that fight.
I like that you're just calling him Equalizer. And I'm sure he has a character name.
Equalizer don't play that way.
Those of you that are Man on Fire fans, this is also
another great one.
It's a reunion of PETA and Creasy Bear, which is Dakota Fanning. Right?
Oh, that's right.
And Denzel.
Dakota Fanning's in this one.
Fantastic.
Does she use guns?
I don't care. I don't care. I don't need any Dakota Fanning in my movie. Just get me to my man, 68-year-old Denzel Washington.
All right.
Oh, man. Sorry, Rock.
Will you go by yourself? Will you go solo?
Yeah.
Okay, very good.
Take Michael. Just tell him it's all fake.
That solves the babysitting problem.
Love to take him.
God, you probably can.
Yeah,
he's got an IQ. He's fine.
Yeah, I could too.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
No school tomorrow again.
Yeah. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's move on.
Sorry.
Good segue.
Have you ever had anything really unfortunate to you when you're soaking in the tub?
Something happen unfortunate?
Yeah.
Just when I say to my alter ego, give me a bottle of Budweiser Bud.
No, Mike, this is a lady.
That's a fart in the tub joke. Sorry.
This is a lady in Texas who was soaking. And you know I don't know what they call it. The drain that is above the actual drain that keeps the tub from overflowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little hole, but it's usually got a cap on it. She was watching that.
The Schwendelkugeln.
She's watching the Schwendelkugeln. And because she's in Texas, what starts to come out? A scorpion. Mac, please.
Okay, she's fine.
That is a...
Oh my
scorpion.
Oh my God.
So big that it can't fit through.
It can't get out.
It's just coming through the walls and the
piping. Mitch, she's ballsy. She's kicking the thing. She's not jumping out of the tub.
I know.
Putting her finger down there. What if the little stinger comes out?
The pincer.
Water, because it's so dry.
Just thirsty.
She's a ballsy Texan.
There you go.
He dunked my head, and now he's got his head stuck. Oh, my gosh. It's a scorpion, and he's coming out.
Look at that creepy, creepy thing.
I get creeped out by cockroaches, let alone scorpions.
Can you imagine seeing that coming out?
I would be so out of that tub. I would be out of... There it comes. And that's it.
Do you know, my mom was down in Texas with her first husband, who was killed
right
after World War II. And they're stationed in Texas. And my mom forever had taken glasses when she would put them away. And she would put them upside down. They wouldn't be right side up.
Oh, because of the possibility?
She got that from Texas because she actually, you would always learn when you had shoes by the bed or slippers to shake them out because scorpions.
Also lavender, correct?
What?
That's something you put by the window.
Well, I do
for,
that anyway.
For scorpions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to keep them out. They don't like it.
It also calms me.
Lavender?
Yes.
Yeah, you're lavender dude wipes.
My,
full circle.
You think that's bad? We also have this. This is in Australia. You forget that snakes can climb trees until you see this 16-foot python.
Oh, this is terrifying.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrifying.
And we're turned on. There we go.
That's Look it at up this. At the top?
Yep.
Oh, my God.
It's like... It's like stretched across the roof line to the garage.
The head in just a second and the tail.
16 feet.
Lucky.
That is a 16-foot python.
From tree to tree, fully full-grown trees.
That is a massive python.
The family starts running inside, as they should.
You see, in Australia, we're all the beats.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anaconda-like from the movie. That's the type of snake we're looking at.
Yeah.
Massive.
I liked when it smiled at the camera.
Yeah. What would you do, Mike?
I'd stay there and try to make sure it was safe.
You would introduce Jake.
I would, I would
say goodbye to Jake.
Yeah, Jake would be eaten. The snakes are
cannibals. Goodbye.
They eat each other. They really do. They eat each other. Just like CBS executives.
Well, Mike, let's close with this. There is a... fun website called Barstool Sports.
Yes.
They do sports, and they also they focus on other things as well.
Okay.
And this guy posted this. I think he does work there, but I think it's a gag. This is the interview process for interns at Barstool Sports. Let's close with this today.
Date of birth? 7/18/2000. Hometown? Grand Rapids, Michigan.
And then you were a vaginal birth or a C-section?
C-section.
Formula baby or a breastfed?
I'm not sure. It's never came up in conversation with my mom.
Any chance you could call her right now and find out for sure?
Yeah.
Say, hey, mom, just out of curiosity, was I a formula baby or was I sucking on those s***s?
Hey, mom.
Hi.
Quick question. When I was a baby, was I a formula baby or was I sucking on those s***s?
You want to rephrase that and talk with nice language?
Was I a formula baby or was I sucking on your bosom?
Breastfeeding, you were a formula baby.
Okay, thank you very much. Love you. Bye.
Great job.
Thank you.
That's good to know.
You're hired. You're hired.
Hire that man.
Oh, I like how God. He's like, I love you, Mom.
I know.
I like the guy smirking who's giving me interview questions.
Yeah,
which
and he's
was funny
whispering
as well.
Ask her.
Go on, do it. Do it now. Come on, get out of here. Hey, that's it. Great show. Welcome back, Rob. Glad you're healthy.
Thank you.
We're glad the team is back together.
Missed you guys.
Back. Don't lose those chopsticks again.
Won't
all right?
do that.
We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode. And, hopefully I'll be here. I don't think anything's going to wash away or blow away. I think we're going to be A-OK with Idalia. The hell kind of name is that?
Mike,
we'll
make sure you batten down all of your salt and chopsticks.
Absolutely. God, you know that. Hey, the chopsticks can be a weapon in a high wind, right? For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Buy a fruitcake. Time's running out.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Speak to the guard. Beast everywhere. God, they're here. They're ripping my flesh off.
I want you to start absorbing what I'm saying to you. You just want to talk. I'm not your psychiatrist.
I think that your time is done, and I think that the spotlight should go on top of me. Yeah. Yeah.
Mike is very, very, very attractive.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.